Live Life with Purpose, episode 73, 8 Ways to Know It May Be Time to Quit. I've been contemplating doing this podcast for about a month now because giving people advice to quit can sometimes be dangerous. People may take it too far and never realize their full potential, but quitting is an important skill to learn. Learning to quit the right things in the right way is especially important for those who can never seem to find enough time for the things in life they truly care about. A lot of people have a tendency to just keep adding things that don't really matter until they finally look at their schedules and wonder how they got to where they're at. Now, this of course goes back to not identifying priorities, but also not being clear on what someone wants from life. There's only so much time in the day and there's only so much that can be done. Learning to know our own limits, knowing how to make the most out of each and every day, and understanding what quitting can actually do for you is imperative for your success. Most people want to look at quitting from a negative view as throwing in the towel, but I'm one of the few who doesn't look at quitting as failure. When quitting is done correctly, it isn't giving up, it's making room for something better. So in this necessary discovery of knowing what you need to quit, I want to help you in whatever stage of life you're currently in. Here are 8 ways to know that it may be time to quit something in order to make room for something better. The first point I want to make is if your mental and physical health is deteriorating, it may be time to quit. As many times as I've started something new, I've also had to know when to quit. Anyone can start something, but quitting gracefully is a true art. If you quit too early, you'll miss out on the full benefits of starting in the first place and embarking on the journey. But if you quit too late, stress levels soar, your mental and physical health diminish, and burnout will ensue. I can promise that because I've experienced this firsthand. If you don't have any balance in your life, the health and relationship results will be the same. Some people would say that there is no such thing as work-life balance, but I'm calling bluff here. You have to figure out what works for you, but I would challenge you to get to the spot in life where you're fitting your work around the most important people in your life rather than the other way around. Society has tried to trick us for far too long that work is more important than relationships, but I'm not stupid. No work is worth making family, friends, or other relationships suffer. Nothing in this world is worth long-term diminishing health because if you're unhealthy, you will have nothing to offer to others. It may be time to quit so that you can bring balance back to your life, take care of your health, and take care of others as well. Second point I want to make here is if you are experiencing constant frustration, it may be time to quit. Frustration isn't a reason to quit. But if it's daily or even weekly frustration that you're experiencing, that's usually a good sign that you may need to use your time for something that empowers you rather than for something that discourages. Third point I want to make is dead ends keep showing up. That may be a good sign it's time to quit. When there's no possible way that you can become better at something, it may be time to move on. Maybe you've tried studying more to become better, and the people around you aren't making you better, and you honestly can't remember the last thing you've learned, then it may be time to quit in order to become better. And a little side note here, if you're that good at something, maybe it's time to pass that on to somebody. But a clue that will tell you if you're currently in a dead end is that the time you've been doing something is the only reason you keep doing it. When tenure is the sole reason keeping you dedicated, then it may be time to quit. When I've been working on something for months, maybe even a year or so, it's difficult to quit because all the time that's been put in. But when something isn't working, it's best to just move on. You will know if you've had ample time to find your definition of success. If you've given yourself enough time and you still can't seem to find breakthrough, it may be time to move on. The next point I want to make here, if your plan doesn't work, it may be time to quit. If you have been following a plan and it isn't working, then make a different plan. quit your current plan. Maybe the plan looks good on paper and everyone in your inner circle agrees that it's a great plan, but if it isn't providing the results that you want or need, then it's time for a new one. You would rather be doing something awful. That's a good sign that it's time to quit. For me, if I'd rather be doing laundry at home than what I'm currently doing in that moment, then I know it's time for me to quit. Doing the laundry is my least favorite thing to do in the world. So if it sounds more promising than what I'm working on, then I force myself to walk away immediately. No questions asked. There's no sense in being miserable. Life is way too short for that. The next point. If you don't feel appreciated, it may be time to quit. If you're living life without feeling loved, it may be time to quit what you're doing and try something different. You know, a lot of impact is made with the people that you do things with, the people that you work with. So once you feel appreciated by those around you, there's no going back once you see what that feels like. Of course, this goes both ways. If you don't feel appreciated right now, make sure you're doing everything in your own power to make those around you feel appreciated as well. Instead of looking at quitting as your first option in this situation, you have the power within you to create a thriving culture of appreciation. Once you've tried everything you can, and if you still don't feel appreciated, then it may be time to quit. The next point is if your life is boring, it may be time to quit something. There's something to say for living life full of wonder. Waking up with amazement for a new day is a great way to see the world. When life isn't this way, it's easy to become bored with the way life is going. If you're finding life to be this way and you've already tried making what you're doing fun, it may be time to quit to find a newfound curiosity for the world around you. The next point, if there's little value found in what you're doing, it's probably time to quit. When you get to the end of your life, what are you going to want to look back on and find value in? Whatever your answer to this question is, that is what you need to be working on daily. You may need to quit what you're doing in order to find value. Of course, these are just some indicators that it may be time to quit something. But if anything, knowing what's a good enough reason to quit is half the battle. Quitting is hardly ever the best answer at first, but if time goes on and these indicators are still present, it may be time to look at quitting. If quitting immediately sounds too drastic, then I have something else for you to try. While you're contemplating quitting, feel free to try other things while you are still attempting to find success in your current endeavors. Testing the waters may be just the answer you're looking for. Doing this can sometimes offer enough courage to keep moving ahead whether you quit or not. Now go and quit something to make room for something better today.